This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 51, where I'm going to ramble and rant, have absolutely nothing prepared, but I think I can organize these thoughts. I've just had a lot of things coming in that are kind of on this track. Current clients, new prospects, new people, some just asking questions. But episode 51, it's always a toss-up what I'm going to talk about. And I haven't written anything for this one. And you guys know, sometimes I write it out first. But this time I didn't because I kind of had this a topic like this kind of planned the last few weeks. I guess I think it's come up a lot, you know, as rates are coming up, and that's kind of what's on everyone's mind. And so I want to talk about, you know, what that means for the strategies I proposed over the years and how thoughts and ideas should be updated and how advice changes based on current environment. I've said it a lot of times over the years that my advice has stayed consistent throughout, and that's not changing, but I want everybody to know that I don't have an agenda for you. I want to make sure no matter what you do, you get the right strategy. And so I think people throw around the word fiduciary. Fiduciary standard means you're required to act in the customer's best interests. Suitability standards is a little lighter. It just means that you have to make suitable recommendations for them. So either of those standards is kind of up to, I guess, I don't know. Every person is going to kind of make up their own definition of what that means. I've seen fiduciaries that do some really ridiculously stupid stuff. And some people that are bound by the suitability standard, like I am, I try to lean more toward a fiduciary approach. So when I offer it, I show videos and this podcast where I talk about one topic, and I have to keep it kind of general in nature. And sometimes I'll go through specific case studies, but it's important that you realize that I'm not making a recommendation to you. I'm just educating you on other possibilities. For instance, today met with a nice guy for the second time and kind of went through my spreadsheet and talked to him about different types of annuities. Of course, he'd already spoken to a few people. One gave him an income pitch. One gave him a split with a growth pitch. And then he's got a money manager that doesn't do annuities and says, you don't need to mess with those things. So I'm not going to debate the approach. I just like, any of those approaches is fine depending on your preference, what you want to do. And I'll tell you, I know some people who have almost all of their money in annuities, and I've met people who I know will never buy an annuity. And, you know, that's a risk spectrum thing. You know, some people just like to know it's all protected and they've been in it long enough and they get it. They understand it. They're not worried about it and they get good yields. Some clients with the mix of fixed index, income annuities, all sorts of stuff. So it comes down, and again, what I'm trying to do is give you all the options. So I like to think that the people I work with who become clients, many of them become friends as well, I gave them all of the options and laid everything out for them, and they decided to buy something from me because of that. So they got to pick their favorite or whatever it was. And so that could be a single premium immediate annuity. It could be a short-term fixed annuity. It could be a longer-term index annuity. It doesn't matter. What I like to do is show everybody everything. And so when rates come up, it changes the strategy that I have been showing people. Guys, if you haven't seen the spreadsheet, go back to the Flex Strategy videos. Three-part video series kind of covers everything in retirement as far as, you know, income and market participation, inflation, longevity, all of it. And it kind of talks about the annuity, the approach with or without annuities and the different types of annuities you can do. And kind of the evolution of my strategy was kind of a balanced portfolio approach and alternating withdrawals to use an annuity the most efficient way. I'm a huge believer in that. And that has not changed. But what it happens is, and anybody who's seen it, I run the annuity column when I have the spreadsheet, and I'm not going to show you anything. You either know it or you don't. And if you want to talk about it, you can call me, 800-438-5121. Schedule a call on the website, upper right corner, says schedule a call, click it, work through the calendar, and find a spot that works for you or on my timeline. So I was going through the options with one guy this morning, and it was interesting to me. He had the immediate annuity proposal, and we ran those numbers. Now, that immediate annuity is paying a whole lot more this year than it would have last year because rates have come up. And so I put it in my spreadsheet and I compare it to a deferred index annuity. I didn't change the assumptions on my spreadsheet, even though the income annuity pays a whole lot more. And the growth annuities, the fixed rates or the index rates are twice as high as they have been. Compare apples to apples, I should be able to bump up the growth on the annuity column, but I don't. The reason why is because I like to set reasonable expectations. And I've talked about this a lot before, but the point is to set reasonable expectations so that we can easily exceed those and in a very conservative scenario, only meet those. So if we create a great plan on very conservative estimates, then we have an incredibly high chance of making that work. If we do the same thing, but we have lofty expectations for the annuity. I've talked about guys who will illustrate index annuities 10, 12, 15% and say, oh, look at what this does. You got to look at the index, see how long it's been around. Are the numbers back tested? And I think the problem with that is if you have a 12 or 15% illustration, an average, if I show you that and you don't get it, then we're going to have some really difficult conversations down the road. So I like to stick in the 4 to 5% range, same as I did last year, because I thought there was a really good chance. Now, your chance of getting 4 to 5% on an index annuity is much, much higher than it was last year. And that's what changes like. So the income numbers change and they go up, what you can get for guaranteed income, and so does the growth. And so my advice is going to stay consistent. And again, it's not telling you what to do. It's showing you two options or three options so that you can decide what you like best. And this has come up a lot in the past, I don't know, 3 months. Different ways of planning for income. You can buy a guaranteed income contract. You can start income now. You can wait a period of years and it increases every year it increases. We've talked about those. So if you wait 3 years, each year you're going to get a little step up in what they pay you. You can also buy, so if you take income now and buy an immediate annuity, or it's called an immediate annuity. You just give the money to the insurance company and they start sending you monthly paychecks forever. Or you can defer that contract for a while. For instance, if you're, I guess I think a lot of people retire and they might have a severance package or they've got, you know, vacation days they cash in. There's a year or two or even three where they've got a small pension or, you know, other. So it's kind of, they've got a bridge. They retire and they don't really need to dip into their savings for a few years. And in that case, you can pick a deferred annuity where it rolls up each year, or you can just put it in a growth annuity. I had one person, we ran the numbers on it, and he didn't need the income for 3 years. And we realized we could put a multi-year guarantee, a three-year fixed annuity. He got 3.8%. It's really good. And he could do the three-year fixed annuity. And then when that's done at the end of 3 years, he could go and he could buy the guaranteed income contract. And that strategy... So you had one strategy where he could buy the income annuity, defer it for 3 years, and he would have got $32,000 a year, I think. If he grows it, guaranteed fixed rate, and then takes that money and goes and buys an immediate annuity at that time, it was jump up to $41,000 a year. So a substantial increase by doing it that way. If I was a one-trick pony, I wouldn't have figured out how to do that stuff and get him more money, $9,000 a year. That's not a small piece of change. That's a, you know, it's a 25, 30% increase. And that's what I say in the videos. I think some of the marketing stuff, 20 to 30% more income by changing strategies. I had the same guy who did that 5 years ago and grew his money, got to this point, did the calculation again, and he did buy the deferred annuity because he was actually going to be deferring into his early 70s. So two clients, kind of a same situation, same age when they started. One of them is 5 years older, but was able to do the same strategy, but changed when, and that's the whole idea of the flex strategy, is have something that can change if that's what you want. It's all about control of your money. And that's what I always think it's really important, because that was one of the things that they say about annuities. Like, oh, you're going to lose control of your money forever. And that's true of immediate annuities. But you buy the immediate annuity because you don't want to think about it. You just want that money, the guaranteed income, a paycheck every month. It's like being, you're employing yourself. And so everybody looks at these things differently. And it depends on where your assets are in relation to your income, whether you have the flexibility to spread things out and keep control of that asset. There are some people that have just enough money to get the income they need, and it's probably the best thing for them to secure the guaranteed lifetime income because they don't have any room to maneuver. There is a risk in deferring money and then buying an income annuity later, in that rates could be lower, but they could be higher as well. And if they're higher, then the numbers are going to be even more dramatic than they are today. So I don't do the same thing for everyone. I don't recommend the same thing for everyone. I give you a number of options. And so I'm thinking of another guy who's a new client who I've had a good time talking with in the last, month or so, maybe a month and a half. Really nice guy, and have a good time chatting with him. He's a sharp guy. He used to be in the business. I think he worked for Edward Jones for a period of time. So he kind of understands the game a little bit. And I always think it's really cool when I can have done this before. I've written about it. I've had advisors say, hey, I've never done annuities, but I'm retiring and I like your approach. I'm going to buy an annuity for myself. Can you help me out? And I do. Of course, they want to make the money, and that's fine. As long as you're honest with me, I'll help you out. I don't care if you call me and say, I'm never going to do business with you, but I could really use your help and I need some advice. I'll do it. That's why I put myself out here and I do all this stuff. But this other guy, he's got a guaranteed income contract, and a couple other people tried to sell him another one because he had a small income gap to fill. And he was perfect for looking at it as a portfolio management tool. Now, the index annuities, obviously, you can take free withdrawals. You've got discretionary access to the money. You can pick the amount you take. You can take $1,000 a month this year. And next year, maybe you want $1,500 a month, or maybe you take $1,500 now and you want to change it to $1,000. Change it up and down. The point of that is that you get to accumulate assets over time. So it's very good for discretionary spending in retirement. And basic income needs, usually a steady paycheck is better. And you can do both of those. But this guy had a couple of people trying to sell him another guaranteed income annuity, but he didn't really need the income. I mean, he needed a little bit extra every month, but it was well within his portfolio value. So we talked about, of course, I think he went with a deferred index annuity, really good growth rates on it. Man, the best rates we've seen in 10 years. Stock market's where it's at. I mean, this is the best time I've seen to buy an annuity, all things considered. Plus, I also say that because I got almost 20 years experience under my belt, so I know what the heck I'm doing now. Whereas 15 years ago, I was still trying to figure it out like you guys are right now. So anyway, so we went to deferred index annuity. I guess I tell the story. It was interesting what he said. He was okay because he was a broker. So he had a variable annuity with guaranteed income on it that's done pretty well. And the thing is, he sold it to himself because he was a registered broker at the time when he bought it. And it did really well for him. And so one of his big questions, should I get rid of it? And the account value is up. It's doing well. He's pulled a fair bit of money off it because he's been draining it for 7 or 8 years. So like he's 7 or 8 years into taking nice income payments and he still has way more than he put into it. So I'd say the variable annuity is doing his job. When somebody else wanted to sell him another one, and he's looking at it and talking somewhat philosophically about it. And he said, well, I just don't like the idea of doing any more. Because really all the insurance company is doing is giving me my money back. And I'm not in their pocket for, his case, it was almost 20 years before he actually saw a return on that. Now, he had already been through a 10-year process with the variable annuity with good performance. And so he's made some money on that. But I thought that was really interesting that he said it on his own and I didn't say it to him. So one thing I like about the flex strategy is you have control of the money. You have all of your money on day one. If you go into an income annuity, and even the ones where you've got a residual value, that residual value is reduced. There's fees and income value coming off of it. It takes you a while to get into the insurance company's pocket. Usually it's about early 80s. So for, a 65-year-old, it's a 5% payout rate. A 70-year-old, it might be 6%. So at 6% payout, it takes you 16 years to get your principal back in payments. And I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that if you want the consistency and the simplicity of a guaranteed income contract. But when I first started looking at these things years ago, I scratched my head and I thought, I don't know if everybody wants to do it that way. And so I started punching numbers just to see if you pull out 5% and you get a 3% growth rate on it after 20 years, you still have probably, I don't know, 40% of the money left, which means you could sustain the same withdrawals over several more years. And I think that'd be, yeah, I mean, a strategy like that gets you into your early, maybe mid 90s. And then if you want to take the shot at bigger yields, you go with the index annuity. And if you do better, you do great. But the cool thing about that is like I said, I had one guy that deferred it 5 years ago and he said, okay, that was good. I'm done with this. Let's roll it in and go find the product. I did the same calculation. What if we deferred again? And then he bought it down the road and all that stuff. I didn't just take it. And that's what I think a lot of people don't understand. I don't necessarily communicate everything that I process through my mind on an individual case. I make sure you're getting what you need and getting your questions answered. And it's not that I'm hiding things from you, but I have it in my head that if something changes in your life, we know we can go make a change that will benefit you. And so that's the point of having flexibility and control of your assets in retirement. So guaranteed income or not? Yes or no? It depends. It depends on what you want. It depends on what the numbers say. And I'm not opposed to any type of annuity. I'll say it 1,000 times. There is a purpose and a usefulness for every single annuity out there, no matter who, what company writes it. But the objective and why we have to be dynamic with our planning is because a lot of annuities, most annuities are meant for very, very specific situations. Your situation has to fit the annuity perfectly. Don't make an annuity do what it's not supposed to do. Don't try to get it to do what it's not supposed to do. It's pretty simple, straightforward, and there's a consideration that's unique to everyone, and that's how I try to work. That's what I want to do. So I want to thank you guys for joining me for episode 51. I'm open-minded, I'm available, and I do not have an agenda for you. I want to help you figure out this market, find out whether it's useful to you, and if it is, create a unique plan that serves your purpose, your needs. Whether it's guaranteed income or a deferred strategy that's a little more dynamic with a little more flexibility, that is up to you, but I'm going to show you both. That's how I do it. So over the next 6-8 weeks, I'm getting ready for the bow hunt. That's a kind of a big deal, kind of a not once in a lifetime, but it's once maybe every 12 to 15 years. So I'll probably be doing more podcasts because this is a little bit easier for me. I won't be doing as much writing. That's kind of low on the priority list right now. It's servicing existing clients is number one. Helping new people is number two. Then it goes down to shooting my bow, getting exercise. It's going to be strenuous. I got to get in good shape, eat clean food. So I'm working on that. And then below all the prep that I'm doing for that is podcast. Then obviously I want to ride my horse, enjoy the summer, all that stuff. The newsletter is going to go to the bottom for a bit, although there might be times. We'll just see what happens. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for joining me. Give me a call, 800-438-5121. Schedule a call, annuitystraighttalk.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel or the podcast on one of your favorite platforms. And I'm here. I'll be back next week with episode 52. I took a little break, but I'm trying to get consistent now. Maybe get ahead of it a little bit because I'm going to be out in September, as you know. Anyway, everybody have a great week. Thank you for joining me, and I will talk to you next time. Okay, bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only. Does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and clarity. claims paying ability of the insurance company.